today on Real Ghost Stories Online. When he was young, he had a playmate named Tina, but somehow knew she wasn't real. Years later, was it Tina who saved his life?
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is. 855-853-4802 is our phone number to share your real ghost stories with us. We'd love to hear them. Of course, you can write in at realghoststoriesonline.com if you want access to bonus episodes, advanced episodes. We'll get all that for you. Also, at those locations, Apple Podcasts, where our premium channel is, patreon.com/realghoststories, or at ghostpodcast.com. Let's jump right into this ghost story and see what we have for you today. Hi.
My name's Buddy. I got a story for you. This one's a little different because it happened to me and it's interactive. It isn't like most ghost stories where, oh, they see a ghost walking and it's pretty straightforward. When I was a kid, about 10 years old, I was playing in the sandbox outside my house, and this girl walked up about the same age, and she sits down, starts talking and goofing around with me, and I don't know, we got a friendship going. I remember a lot of details about her. I don't remember her last name, but I remember her name was Christina. She liked being called Tina. Her middle name was Catherine, which is kind of a play on words, because I remember her telling me that she was Christina Catherine and her mother was Catherine Christina, which is kind of funny. But anyways, for about a year, she would come to my house and play, and I never told my parents about her. They couldn't see her. You know, that's what makes this a ghost story. At the time, I was going through some abuse, basically all kinds, some stuff with cousins. It wasn't very fun. And I remember when the cousin would come to the house, she would defend me. She would yell at him, whatever. And he always complained that when she was near, he couldn't breathe. He's like, I don't know why, but I can't breathe. Ultimately, as time went on, eventually she ended up having to leave. But I remember she said she was waiting for her mother. She said her mother was going to die soon. And I remember her telling me that she had lived with her aunts. In fact, she lived on with her aunts at that property. I remember her telling me, pointing at my sandbox and saying, well, mine was over there. And it was at the corner of the house, supposedly, where her sandbox was. She lived with her aunts. She said her mother was like really glamorous, but was more concerned about looking cute and going to parties. So therefore her aunts raised her. Biggest thing I remember is she always said she couldn't go past the second tree on the edge of the property, which was always interesting to me because just for the simple fact that at that time we could go past that tree, what I thought was the second tree. It's really funny. Years later, when I went back to the property, I walked along that tree line, and I found a stump cut off right close to the ground of a much older tree that probably was the second tree at the edge of the property. Tina ended up leaving one day. She was like, well, my mom's going to pass on. I got to be there for her. And here's the wild thing. I mean, the whole thing's really wild, but this is really wild. She had a ball underneath her arms, and we walked to the road in front of the house. And she threw the ball out in the road and chased after it. And I remember her being hit by a green car, and she just disappeared. Before she threw the ball out in the road, I remember her telling me that she would always do her best to look out for me, but she didn't know if she could ever come back. I grew up in a car family, and I remember even as a 10-year-old knowing that that car that hit her was an early 50s Chevy, green Chevy. So anyway, so she left, of course, never heard anything about it again. When I got older, I sincerely started to question it. It's like, is this something I made up in a troubled part of my life with all the abuse? I mean, did I make that up? That's what most people would think. And I remember My mom was watching a ghost thing on TV, about 5 years ago. And she just randomly turns to me and she was like, "Was Tina real?" And I looked at her because I never told her about her. I'm like, "What are you talking about?" And she was like, "The girl that used to come by all the time, you played with her all the time." And I'm like, "I never told you about that." And she was like, "No, but I heard you talking to her a lot." Coincidence? I don't know, possibly. An interesting thing about the town I grew up in is it's right on a ley line. And if you know anything about ley line, ley lines are a theory. They're lines, and the theory is there's a lot of supernatural stuff that occur along these lines, which is, I don't know, maybe coincidence, I don't know. To wrap this story up, here's a really interesting thing. I mean, the whole story is interesting. But that happened when I was about 10, and then when I was about 22, I was hanging in a parking lot, leaning against the car with a bunch of friends. And I remember hearing a girl's voice about my age at the time. And she said, "Move. We got to move." And it was clear as can be. And the wild thing is I felt my collar get pulled really, really hard. And then I turned to the right because it was the right side of my collar that got pulled. And I was wondering what the heck that was. And I heard the girl's voice again. "We really got to move." And I felt my wrist being pulled back real sharply to my right. And I had no choice but to kind of run in the direction I'm being pulled. And out of the corner of my right eye, I could see it. Auburn hair. The same auburn hair I remembered from before. But the crazy thing is the voice and the height of this person was much more conducive to like a 20-year-old. So I don't know exactly what was up with that, but what happened a few seconds later still blows my mind. The car I was leaning against got T-boned. A guy I went to school with got high, blacked out, and I don't know, 3 to 5 seconds later after I got away from the car, he had went through 3 signs, hopped the curve, and smoked the car right where I was standing. And the goofy thing about it is, without even thinking about it, I just reactively said, "Thank you, Tina." I didn't even, like, the words came out of my lips, and I was like, "That is, wow, okay." I know the whole thing seemed real. It's very unusual for a story to have so much detail and not be real. But my final question is, if that was Tina that came back one last time, and she had aged closer to my age, did she finally get the opportunity to grow up like she was denied when she was a kid being hit by that car? Just one of the many things I can't explain. If she did go up to heaven or wherever a person goes, she evidently was able to come back one last time. Hope you enjoyed the story. I know it's different, and I know it's unique. Hope you enjoyed it. Thank you for the opportunity to tell it. All right, bye.
Thank you for sharing that story. It's an interesting concept. Do you continue growing after death?
That's wild. Did she die while, you know, when she was a little bit older, mm-hmm. and just the ghost presented itself as a young child so that he could relate to it at that point?
Yeah.
This, I mean, I'm serious. This could make a great movie.
Oh, yeah.
Holy crap.
Yeah. I could totally see that. Totally see that. Creepy story, and one that makes you think about, what does it all mean? And what can you do on the other side, or what happens over there? Thank you for sharing that with us. 855-853-4802 is our phone number to share your real ghost stories with us. You want access to all of our episodes ad-free? Check out our page on Patreon, patreon.com/realghoststories, ghostpodcast.com, or on Apple Podcast, our premium channel right there. Give everything ad-free and in advance. Until next time, for Todd, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.